Hello, everybody, and welcome back to BoJack HorsePod Presents Tuca and Bird Pod. Today, we will be talking about Season 3, Episode 10 of Tuca and Birdie, The Mole. I'm, of course, Kirsten McInnes, joined, as always, by the lovely Lindsay Wilson. Lindsay, how are you?
Kirsten, we made it to the end of Tuca and Birdie.
We did it.
We did it.
The struggle was real, but we did do it.
We did do it, and there will have been 10 episodes in a row.
Look at us go. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So good. Two whole shows. Complete. Incredible.
It took a village, but I'm proud of us.
Yeah. Me too. Beautiful.
Yeah. It doesn't feel real.
I agree. I think at the end of this, we should speculate wildly on what we think would have happened in a season 4, because it doesn't feel like a series finale, this episode.
It doesn't. Because it wasn't meant to be, you know? Yeah. The show should not have been canceled when it was. I do think it's much better that it got canceled after season 3 than after season 2. Like, I do feel like we have more, you know, wrapped up than we did at the end of last season. And I can be, like, you know, a little content.
Yes.
With what happened, but it doesn't feel done.
Yeah. I do think if it had kept going, there may have been some like fraught times for us to cover the show. So for our purposes, it worked out relatively nicely, but I would have liked to see what was going to happen with these characters.
Yeah. I want to know, like, we know they're going to end up old living on a ranch, but like, will Speckle be allowed to live inside, or will he have to live in a shed? You know, I'm asking the important questions here.
You really are. How many horses will there be?
So many horses. That's so many horses. Tuca's whole will to live.
That's right.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Indeed.
Because this is a podcast with segments.
Mm-hmm. Yes, famously.
This is a podcast with inside jokes. Let's do our segments. So first, Brian Scatley, lead us in one last time to what time is it right now?
What time is it?
It is Monday, March 18th, 2024. It is 12:48 p.m. in the Pacific time zone where I am, 3:48 p.m. in New York, 4:48 p.m. for Lindsay in the Atlantic time zone, 7:48 p.m. in London, and it is 3:48 a.m. on Tuesday, March 19th in Hong Kong. And that's what time it is right now.
Incredible. Hazel was sending me updates today from her early bird special for today's episode, and she was commenting on the holidays, and I'd forgotten all of them. One of them was like riding horses around some sort of burning effigy. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, that was the snowman day at that college in, I think, Michigan or something like that.
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the holidays are fun.
Yeah.
The holidays are fun. I know. There are certain, you know, esteemed friends of the pod that hate the holidays. But they're
friend
wrong.
Of the
okay.
pod, RV Dub.
I mean, I think that he listened to every episode of our BoJack coverage. He's a friend of the pod.
Yeah, go check that one out if you didn't listen to it.
Yeah, that was very fun. That's so surreal. Oh my God.
Yes, agreed.
Okay. Well, for the early birds, they are listening to this on March 25th, 2024. And, hey, one very serious day, well, a couple serious days, but and then we can get into the silly stuff. But I guess March 25th is the International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade. Like, that's a big, that's a real day,
yeah,
I think.
That's
I think
important.
That's a real one. The other real one is it is National Cerebral Palsy Awareness Day. So,
okay, also important.
Those are the real ones. Now we get into the silly ones. It's International Waffle Day, also known as Waffle Day brackets Sweden.
All right, I will always accept a waffle.
We love waffles. Do you think that there's like something special about it being in Sweden specifically?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I do have a question for you, though, an important one. We've probably talked about it before on this very podcast. And yet, I'm going to ask you again. I'd like you to please rank for me pancakes, waffles, and French toast.
Waffles, French toast, pancakes.
Okay, perfect. That's what I was going to guess you would have said. I wasn't 100% sure about the pancakes and the French toast, but.
I don't
You were
really like
really quick with
pancakes
that.
very much.
Yeah.
Like, pancakes are fine, but
Yeah.
I don't really like them that much. I actually don't. Are they gonna take away my Canadian citizenship? I don't really like syrup that
Yeah.
much.
Yeah,
I put
fair.
jam on
Oh.
waffles and pancakes.
Sounds nice.
It's raspberry jam on a pancake is delicious. I'll die on that hill, but they might take away my Canadian passport.
What if there was like fruit and then like a little bit of whipped cream on top? Is that allowed?
I don't like whipped cream, but I'm
Yeah.
happy for everyone else
Yeah.
who partakes.
That's why I specified like a little tiny bit because I thought you were gonna be like, I hate it.
just like a tiny bit.
Like a little smidge. All right, good. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Like I wouldn't, I'm pretty sure we've had this exact discussion before.
Absolutely, we have. I'm positive it's happened. We've like recorded on a million, like it's Mardi Gras once again. Let's talk about pancakes.
Yeah,
So, yeah.
it is always about pancakes. I think pancakes are severely overrated.
Yeah. Love a
My
waffle though.
love a waffle. My dad has like a really good pancake recipe, and so like if my dad's making pancakes, I'll eat pancakes. But even still, I'm putting jam on them. But like when you go to like a breakfast buffet and they've got like a chafing dish full of pancakes, like
No good.
not ideal. Not like I can eat it. It's not like I'm like, oh, I'm gonna throw up. But like, it's not the best. Okay, March 25th is also the National Day of Celebration of Greek and American Democracy. Only Greek and
Okay.
American.
Only those two.
Little weird.
We have democracy anywhere else, we don't care.
Did you see the headlines when Greece legalized gay marriage recently?
No, I didn't.
Well, so it was within the last month, I think, that they finally legalized it. But I saw a tweet that was like, wow, finally the country that invented being gay legalized being gay.
That's beautiful.
Pretty funny. Pretty
Yeah,
funny stuff.
sometimes the internet, it's a funny place.
Sometimes people make good jokes on Twitter. A lot of the time, they don't. But when they do, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. March 25th is National Medal of Honor Day. We'll not be partaking in that.
No.
This big for you. I think you should partake in this one. March 25th and also May 6th, No Homework Day.
Hey, all
So
right.
no homework for you on March 25th, okay?
Perfect. I think I'm supposed to have a meeting that day, so I'll cancel it now.
Better cancel it. No homework. It's also Old New Year's Day.
Okay. The
'Cause I think
old
like
new year.
that's the whole thing where like the fiscal year is still like April to March because that's how time used to be tracked, and that's why they call it April Fool's Day because they're the fools still
Oh.
using the new year
Is that
in
true?
April. Pretty sure.
Yeah. Incredible.
I'm not gonna confirm it. I'm not gonna fact check myself, but
No,
I'm
me
pretty
either.
sure that's what it is. I don't know. It's also Pecan Day.
Okay.
Pecan, another discussion we've had several times on this
Definitely.
podcast. It's also International Tolkien Reading Day.
All
So
right,
read Lord of
fun.
the Rings or The Hobbit, or did he have any other books?
He also has the Silmarillion, which no one reads.
Never even heard that word before in
I
my
guess like a
life.
big sort of like a go with like anthology kind of thing.
I
Yeah, I've
started
never
reading
read
The Hobbit when I was a kid, and then my copy of the book was missing 50 pages, and it literally cut off in the middle of a word, I swear to God, and
it.
I never picked up any of them again or
You're like, guess I'll
watched them
never
again.
know.
It's like, you know what? Some things aren't for me to know.
Yeah, it's none of your business.
Exactly. That's between J.R.R. Tolkien and God. And I guess everyone else who actually like read and consumed the media. I don't
Yeah,
know.
we had to see the third movie at school. It's like a field
Oh,
trip.
that's a weird field trip. The only movie they took us to see in school was Passchendaele because we were talking about World War I. That was also a weird movie to see at school because it was a lot of sex.
Yeah, we also saw
It
Shrek. An interesting field trip. Very educational, that film.
You learn a lot. Honestly, Shrek has a lot of life lessons that everybody should be partaking in. Okay. For the non-early birds, they're getting this podcast on March 26th. No. Why is it showing me 2002? 2004.
Okay. 24.
That was almost so embarrassing. I was about to announce a holiday that is only on the last Saturday of March. Okay.
embarrassing.
So embarrassing. So, okay, so it is American Diabetes Association Alert Day,
Okay.
which
Sounds.
it is the day to raise awareness of diabetes and the risk factor and diabetes risk factors. Like we will, people should be aware of their diabetes risk factors. I 100% agree with that one. We'll partake.
We support.
It is also Holy Tuesday because we're 5 days away from Easter.
Yeah, true. Short week.
So it's Holy Week, Palm Sunday, Holy Monday, Holy Tuesday. Or is it just like Holy Tuesday, Holy Wednesday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday? Because
What's the
like
like
that's a
Monday
downgrade.
something?
Why is everything holy and then Friday's just good?
Monday Thursday? Is that a thing?
Huh? I don't have enough Catholicism in my background to be able to tell you about this.
Maundy Thursday, part of the Christian celebration of Easter, the night of the Last Supper. What's Maundy mean?
You tell me.
Well, I'll tell you. From the Latin word for mandatum or commandment.
Oh.
So.
What are we commanded to do on the Thursday before Easter?
Well, it says it comes from Jesus's words, "I give you a new commandment," but that's the end of the Wikipedia sentence. So.
Okay. What new commandment did Jesus give? It autofilled. The commandment is to love one another.
Yes, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you.
And here's the T. Christians should be following this one.
Yes, doing a better job.
Yeah. Oh wait, Jesus gave two. Oh, I like the second one. Love your neighbor as yourself. The first one, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. I feel like that's already like in the fucking first 10. I don't, it didn't need to be re like everything's a fucking remake these days.
True. No new IP.
Okay, March 26th is also Legal Assistance Day.
Okay.
Huge day for me, formerly a legal assistant.
Formerly, no longer.
No longer. Actually, last year, I wasn't a legal assistant anymore on March 26th because I started my new job on March 23rd. So
There you go.
that's pretty crazy. Now, my second year not as a legal assistant on Legal Assistance Day. And I didn't even know it was a holiday when I was a legal assistant. It
Damn
hurt.
it.
But yeah, treat your legal assistants with kindness because they do a lot of work for not a lot of money. Okay, this is crazy. This is a little bit meta. March 26th is National Make Up Your Own Holiday Day.
What? Come on.
What?
Do we
Should we
declare
make up a
this
holiday?
Bird Pod Day?
I think we should come up with a holiday and create a page on this website at some
Love
point in
it.
time.
That's a good
But we
idea.
just need to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Is there already a horse girl day?
I'm pretty sure we've talked about it on this pod before, but we'll look it up. We'll
Does
come
sound
up with a day
familiar.
for horse girls and a day for the bird boys.
Perfect.
It's National Nougat Day.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, the picture is of a jar of Nutella, which I don't think Nutella has
Just
nougat in
famously
it.
not
Isn't it just
nougat.
hazelnuts
Yeah, yes.
and chocolate?
My nougat-related anecdote is that one time this friend of mine went on a trip and brought back very fancy nougat from somewhere and left it as like a thank you gift for keeping her stuff in my apartment while she was gone. And my then boyfriend ate all of it and was like, she said it was for me. And I was like, I'm positive she said it was for us. I was very upset.
I mean, even if she said it was for him, what the fuck kind of person is like, oh,
Gonna eat
I'm
all of
not gonna
this.
share even a morsel? Okay, March 26th is National Spinach Day and Spinach Festival Day. A bit
Wow.
much. It's
It's a
a
big
bit
day for
much.
Hazel. Hazel loves spinach more than anything.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, she's intense about
Sometimes I buy the frozen pucks of spinach to like throw into a smoothie.
Yes.
Because they're completely obscured by the berries. But I do not care for the taste of spinach. Like a spinach salad,
Yeah.
no, not for me. But happy for if Hazel likes it, I love it, you know? Good
Yes,
for
happy for
her.
her.
It's also Purple Day. Wait,
Why?
what? No,
Why?
It says Purple Day, also known as International Epilepsy Day. I think you really buried the lead there.
Yeah, maybe we call it the Epilepsy Day first and then Purple Day as the also known.
Right? Yeah, it's supposed to raise awareness for epilepsy, but the name itself doesn't mention epilepsy, so like we've got a problem here.
Right.
This
Not
is
raising
not
awareness
right.
if no one knows what it is.
Like Purple Day needs a little bit of help on the public relations side of things. It's also National Solitude Day, so it's a day to
Okay.
spend some time alone, maybe listening to your favorite podcast.
And not doing homework. Oh, that was yesterday. Whatever. Don't do it today either.
Although it often is hard to find solitude in our quick-paced world, when it is experienced, it can provide psychological and physical benefits. Both the mind and body benefit from rest and time away. It takes a lot of energy to speak and interact with others and adhere to social norms. Time away provides the opportunity to recharge.
Sure.
Okay. Seems like it's an introvert day.
Yes.
But yeah, those are the holidays. That's what's
Beautiful.
going on.
We did it.
So special for everyone
Series wrap on
involved.
the what time is it segment.
Oh, that's sad. No.
Thank you to Todd Chavez for introducing that segment.
I can't believe it. We really did it.
You really did it.
This is sad. I'm
Yeah.
sad now.
It's like
I
how at
might
the end of
cry
TV shows, it'll
today.
be like series wrap for this actor, and they like applaud and cry after every person does their last scene.
I never knew about that.
Yes.
That's crazy. But yeah, okay, The Mole,
Yes.
season 3, episode 10 of Toucan Brady. What are your overall thoughts on this episode, Lindsay?
I liked it. I like that it's like a, in some cases, literal monument to friendship. I think it works really well that we're getting kind of back into the basics of Tuca and Birdie and their friendship instead of the like relationships with the boys or like with Kara or with the house building or whatever. I think it's a little bit back to basics in that sense. I like that we're going deeper with Tuca's health stuff. I think it's good that we get a little bit of resolution on that before series ends. But I do think like it would have been nice to have maybe one more episode where they knew it was the end.
Yes, I wish they had known it was the end so they could write for the end. I think Toucan Birdie is at its best when it's focused on the friendships between Toucan Birdie specifically, but just like women in general. And I love that we got that. I like that, like, we've seen over the course of this season a lot of Birdie's physical size changing based on the way she's treated by others and the way that she feels about herself. So I like that that actually had some payoff. It's like so absurd, but like this
Yes, it's
show is
ridiculous.
absurd. So if someone's gonna be upset about that, I'm like, well, what did you think this show was? Like, this is an absurd show. I like that that had payoff. I'm really upset that we're not gonna get to see what happens next with Figgy and Speckle,
Yes, me too.
but I think we'll be okay. So I guess we can just jump right into it. So the episode starts right where the last one ended off. Tuca is in the ambulance. Birdie's in there with her. Kara's in the passenger seat, and they're trying to just distract Tuca from how much pain she's in. I thought it was very cute that Birdie's like, oh, when I try to distract myself, I watch YouTube videos of people on motorcycles, and then I comment, be safe on
Yeah, be
everyone.
careful. Yeah, and she's like trying to calm her down by being like, just relax, let me whisper for you. It's like, oh, whispering is annoying as shit.
Yeah, she's like, why are you whispering? Birdie's like, whispering is soothing and comforting. He's like, no, it's annoying
You would
as
think she
shit.
would know this, that she hates whispering after all these years.
I mean, how often is Birdie probably really whispering to Tuca?
Fair. Yes, true. She's a very loud person. There's probably some like tone matching going on.
Like, I can't even really whisper at all. I try to, I'm loud. I'm a loud person. I'm like a Tuca. I can't even hardly whisper at all.
Like I
So,
whisper a lot or just like speak very softly.
you're constantly making yourself small so that
Yes.
other people don't
Shrinking into
realize.
nothing in case there's an emergency surgery that needs to be performed.
Oh my God. Okay, so Kara says, don't take her to Birdtown Hospital. There is nobody there who can help her. You need to take her to the mole.
The
And it's like,
mole.
what's the mole? We don't know what this is. But this is where we find out they go to like a hole in the ground, like a mole hole, some might say. And they dump her out of the ambulance right in there.
I do like the sort of double validation here of like they admit that there's no one at Birdtown Hospital who can do anything. Like she's been to see them, no one could do anything. And so I like that they're validating, like, yeah, you're probably just gonna get nothing useful. And I also like them saying, like, Kara was a shitty girlfriend, but she's a good nurse. Like, I think that's good too.
Birdie was pissed, and Tuca's like, no, we can trust Kara. She's a good nurse. And then Birdie whispers, like, oh, I don't like her. And then Tuca's like, maybe whispering is comforting.
Maybe I was wrong.
So then we have Speckle and Figgy are behind in the car and they're having trouble keeping up with the ambulance. And so, in order to go faster, Speckle starts spinning around and Figgy leaves with a flashlight making siren noises. And Figgy's like, wow, you're really good at
Good
impressions.
at impressions. Like he's also still wasted from the wedding, so he's like doing a very impressive impression. Maggie's so amused by this.
Very much so. And we love it, honestly. We love it. So. Then we see the mole. The mole is the surgeon, and he's a literal mole, and he's so tiny. Like all of the other, creatures in this universe are like human-sized. That he seems to be a mole who is a mole, not a mole who is also a human.
Yeah, he's just mole-sized and mostly mole, and yeah, he just kind of stands on 2 feet is the only concession to this world.
Yes, it is extremely odd. I'll say it. I'm not afraid to say how odd it is.
Yeah, he does complain about being made to come in on a Sunday. So.
Yes, and Kara's like, yeah, but you love an emergency. It makes you feel so important. He's like, I am very important.
Yeah, and he used to work with Kara at Birdtown Hospital until they removed him for benign reasons. One tuna melt in the microwave.
Yeah, and I like Kara's like, he's a monster, but he knows
With
what he's
guts
doing.
results.
I love, like, imagine getting fired from your job because you put a tuna melt in the microwave.
As a doctor of all things.
Like, I think that, like, maybe it should be up for discussion. Like, maybe you should get fired
I
if
feel like
you
you
put a
would
tuna
consider
melt in
it
the
personally a
microwave.
fireable offense.
It's so gross. Like, I don't understand why people bring stinky food to work at all. Like, I just
Agree.
think, like, if you're gonna have stinky food at work, you should have it outside of the workplace, and it should be something that doesn't need to heat up. Like, I saw a TikTok was going a little bit viral on Twitter this week, and it was this girl at work, and it was her just like all of the snacks that she was eating during the day while she was working, and it was like veggies and hummus and a boiled egg, and then she had like tuna on a one piece of bread. And I was like, you can't just have a fucking sandwich, lady. Like, come on. But the reason why it went viral is because someone posted it and was like, is it just like, am I sick or is this like a lot of food? And it was not a lot of food for like a 8 hour workday or whatever. And I'm like, I don't think it's a lot of food, but she shouldn't be eating all that tuna and boiled eggs in the
Boiled
office.
eggs,
Like,
yeah.
that's
Pick the
like
smelliest
it.
things you
It
can think
looked like
of.
she was in like a share, like in a cube situation. Like, if you're in your own private office, I kind of give a little bit more leeway for stinky
Sure.
snacks. But like, there was someone right there.
Every now and then
I'm.
I'll make boiled eggs, and I'm always like, thank God I don't have coworkers besides Cam.
Yeah, and Cam has to love you even if you eat stinky foods.
That's right.
So, the mole also refers to himself as the only surgeon who is also a suppository, which I thought was very funny.
Yes, very, very good. But yeah, he likes to really get in there and find the issue face to face.
He gets up in there. Okay, let me see if IMDb even lists who voices the mole, because the voice sounded super familiar to me, but I could not place it.
I agree. Yeah, I think I had it written down at one time, but I don't see it in here, so I must not have Dr. Mole.
Dr. Mole, Tom Sharpling. He's in one episode of I Think You Should Leave. Well, I would have seen that. Did you see Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania? I
I did
haven't seen
not.
it, but he's in that.
Okay.
He voices some people in some Adventure Time. It looks like he's a voice actor largely.
All right.
Wait,
He
he was
seemed
in the
very familiar.
original Ant-Man and the Wasp as well. Like, his voice sounded so familiar. He did a voice in one episode of The Simpsons, one episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I think he does a lot more writing and producing.
Right.
And then, like, not as much acting is the vibe I'm getting. If I'm wrong, Sam Sanders will tell us. Oh, he was a co-executive producer on Kevin Can Fuck Himself, which is a show I really wanted to watch and then I forgot existed until right now.
Me too. Same,
So
same. All
I'm
right.
gonna write that down. I'm gonna put on a post-it note. I'm sure I'll know exactly what this post-it means when the time is right. I'm
Yeah.
not gonna
You're
think
like,
I'm in
who's
a fight with
Kevin?
someone named Kevin. But yeah,
Yeah.
so the mole is very excited for people to observe his surgery. Kara's gonna be on the scope for him for old time's sake. I also like when they first get there, he calls Kara like an ice bitch or something like
Yeah.
that, which I was like, yeah, she is.
Very good. Yeah. I was sort of concerned about this mole in the sense that he's just like so confident that I was worried that we were heading in a very dark direction where he's like, it's a simple procedure. I've done it 1,000 times. It's going to take 15 minutes. It's going to be beautiful. Don't worry about it. And then Tuca's even going to say, like, do I have to be worried about my fertility or like, are there any other concerns? And he's like, don't worry about it. Time to knock you out. It's showtime. I'll be in and out. And I was like, oh God, I feel like she's being dismissed. What if this goes badly?
Like, did you think she was gonna die?
No, I just thought maybe they would be like, you can never have children, was where I thought this was headed. But like, she says, like, should I be worried about my fertility? And he's like, don't even worry about it. And I was like, oh, okay. So seems like a Chekhov's ovaries.
The classic Chekhov's ovary, got it. Yeah, I agree. I was like, he's going real fast. He's like,
Yes.
everybody put on scrubs. You can watch the surgery. If you get bored, you can play checkers. You can play chess if you're smart.
Yes. He's like, everyone put on scrubs. Like, I'm going to snap my fingers. And he's like, just kidding. The scrubs are in the cabinet.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not magic. There are scrubs in the closet. And then he jumps in. He goes in. And this is the other thing. Like, I thought, wasn't it known in Tuca and Birdie that the birds have a cloaca, or is that not the case?
That was Kara only, I think, because Birdie says something about her vagina. And then Kara's like, I have a cloaca that does everything.
Got it. Okay. I was confused. And so the mole goes into Tuca's vagina, climbs up, squeezes through the cervix, and in he goes. And then he's like, oh my God, a waterfall. We can't see any waterfall on the screen, but he sees a waterfall and then he goes missing. And it's like they like pull back the rope that he's like, oh, I'm tying a rope around my waist. I've never gotten lost before, but like,
Yeah.
yeah, it's just a safety measure because we take precautions. And then he's not attached to the string. It's like a bag of gravel chips. And Bertie's like, oh, I told her to stop eating the bag, but she said that's where all the good stuff is.
Yeah, all the best flavors are in there. Yeah. Yeah. And he's like screaming when he discovers it. And he's like, it's so beautiful. And they're like, don't touch it. And he disappears. I do think like one thing we didn't touch on at the top, I think it's kind of cool to see an episode that's going to talk this much about like sexual health kind of stuff of like, all right, we're going to talk about inflamed
Yes.
cervixes and like, we're going to talk
Hell
about
yes.
endometriosis and all that stuff. And so I thought that was good.
Yeah, they don't say it, but
Yeah.
that's clearly what's going on. I agree. I saw a tweet that made me furious the other day of someone being like, women, we have to stop telling our IUD horror stories because it's just going to scare people away from getting them. And I was like, no, we need to talk about appropriate pain management so people can get them without being in agony. Like, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I remember I saw something very similar where it was like, so I didn't watch House of the Dragon, but there were a lot of articles in the, I think it was like the very first episode. There was like a very traumatic
There was a
birth
birth,
story.
yeah.
Yeah. And I remember seeing, I think it was in the New York Times, and it was like, we need to stop showing these like horrifying stories of birth. It's going to make women not want to have babies anymore. And I was like, oh, yes, far better for them to think that it's just a simple procedure where the baby just sort of comes out looking perfect and clean and it'll only take a few minutes. Just like, yeah, maybe we don't need to have this like trauma on TV, but don't pretend that women need to be just like, but yeah, oh God, so bad. We
No,
don't need to be
women
misled in
are
this way
put on this earth to make babies, Lindsay.
and suffer.
And there should be nothing to indicate to them that there could be any downside to that, because then what if they don't have any babies? Come
That's true.
on.
I was so aghast. It was just like, yeah, what if they don't have them because they find out that it hurts?
I love when people say the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, this is the same
Like,
thing. It's like far better to just surprise them by having them think it'll just be a little pinch. It's not
yeah, I don't care for that.
quite painful. Let's do something about it.
So painful. Oh my God. And then it like hurts so bad that you're like, even if you want it out because you're having complications, you're like, oh, but it hurts so bad to get it in. Like, I don't want to get it taken out. It doesn't hurt to get it removed. I just want to say that
Same.
up front in case anyone is suffering.
Yes, I will co-sign that. I had the exact same experience. Very painful getting it in there, very easy to take it out.
Exactly. So someone needs to go in after Dr. Mole, and it has to be someone who knows Tuca very well, and it has to be someone small enough to fit inside. Birdie's like, I know what to do. She calls her mom and is like, Mom, like, what do you think about me? Like, me and Speckle aren't engaged, and I'm not doing as well as your friend's kids. And then Birdie just gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until she's about Dr. Mole sized.
Yes. They're all making six figures while I invest in my job, which could go away at any minute.
And so Tuca gets small enough that she could go in, and Kara's like, as a registered nurse, I cannot co-sign what's
Yes.
happening here.
It's highly illegal for you to enter this body.
Which, like, very fair. And Birdie's like upset because she thinks, oh, now I'm not gonna get to go inside. And Kara's like, and that's why you shouldn't do it. And I'm gonna go get a snack because I'm hungry. And you shouldn't monitor them on the computer. And you shouldn't use this camera, which is very easy to use, to do so.
I do like the one last little dig on the way over. She's like, I believe in you, Georgette.
Still doesn't know Birdie's name. It's like, huh?
You must. You must.
Come on. Just craziness.
Beckle's the one who's going to tell her go to into the uterus. And she's like, wow, nice grasp of anatomy.
He's like, I have a map, and it's Figgy holding one of those, like, it's like the skeleton with like the removable organs that they use to show.
He's trying to like hammer them back into place when they fall out.
Yeah, not the best.
Not ideal. And she finds the waterfall.
And she goes for it.
Yes. And there are horses everywhere. Even though she's more into whales, it's still cool.
Yeah, it just looks like how Tuca had imagined Birdtown to be.
Horseville.
Or sorry, Horseville. Why am I saying Birdtown? Oh my God.
Yeah. Like if I was a doctor, I'd say this is a classic case of inflammation hallucination, but I'm not, so welcome to Horseville.
Yeah, and there's like the Tuca horse is like guiding her through everything. And Birdie gets really good cell phone reception in here as well. She gets a call from Chef Winter. Chef Winter has a meeting with the board, and she wants to know, like, oh, Birdie, do you have any new ideas? And it's like, what job is your boss like, give me an idea right now?
Well, yeah. And then Birdie's like, I'm kind of in the middle of something. She's like, yeah, you are. You're in the middle of this phone call where I'm asking you to do your job. Like, it is Sunday night, ma'am.
She's not at work, actually. So,
She was at a wedding. Like,
maybe don't.
yeah.
I don't know. I found this very, very off-putting from
I
Chef
agree.
Winter.
Yeah. And she, at one point, she's like, what about winter pasta salad? She's like, another salad, Birdie? My God.
Yeah, like, come on, dude, like, do something new. And I was like, excuse me, what is your problem?
Yeah. She does say, how about milk and cookies? And then Winter's just like, ugh, she's very rude, very mean to her.
Yeah, she apparently was like, oh wow, like revolutionary milk and cookies. And it's like, I didn't like it. I
No,
did
me
not like
neither.
it.
I agree. Off-putting is a good word.
And it's also just like, in what universe is your boss like, oh yeah, like I'm calling you for an idea?
Yeah, just like off the top of your head, give me something revolutionary. Like, what are you here for? Aren't you like the big picture person?
You
Presumably she's
can't.
had time to think about this. Why are we calling like just before the meeting?
Yeah. I didn't like it. I thought this was a bad look.
Yeah, this is bad bossing.
Very bad boss. You can tell that Chef Winter is not a millennial boss. Okay.
Okay.
And so then we're going through and we see like the bad duck boat is there and all of the bee doctors are there. And it's like, what is this? This is Tuca's will to live. This is everything that Tuca lives for. And then like a bird-shaped version of like the bunny balloon thing that Tuca dated is there. And it's voiced
Yes.
by Nicole Byer. And it's like, I'm Tuca's orgasms.
Yes, it's all the reasons that she wants to stay alive and thrive, and there's just this like massive statue of Birdie.
It's, yeah, a huge statue of Birdie, and then like a kind of a shrine that we find out is the Birdie Museum. Do you have a museum about me in your internal world?
Obviously, I do. Of course, I do. Would that make you uncomfortable? Because it makes Birdie very uncomfortable.
It's definitely a lot. But then Birdie goes in and it's like pictures of them in their past and their present and how Tuca imagines their future will be. And it's very sweet.
Yes, it's very cute. I like when they just cut quickly back to the camera and they're like, oh, Birdie's in her bladder. And Speckle just freaks out and he's like, Birdie, you're in urine. And his feathers are all messed up, where he's just like, no.
Yeah, very silly. It's super weird.
Very wacky episode.
It is a very wacky episode, which I wouldn't have it any other way.
Of course.
While Birdie is in like right after she's in the bladder, the medical inspector comes to check on this operating room. Classic Sunday night.
Yeah,
Or I
true.
guess like Sunday morning. Like I think
Yeah.
that the wedding was maybe Saturday and now we're into Sunday morning and no one has slept, right? Is that how the
Maybe.
time
It was
of
like, why
this is
did I think that it was
working?
Sunday? There was something said about
They
Sunday.
say it's Sunday at one point.
Oh, yes. Thanks for making me come in on a Sunday.
I think it must be Sunday morning.
Yeah, maybe. They like partied until 4 a.m. or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Does that make sense?
Sure. It's
Like it
still
was like,
absurd that this person is coming now.
yeah, regardless, it does not make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah,
Like,
and
what
they're
is
like, I'll have to shut
happening?
this building down if you don't answer me. It's like, what? Is that how this works?
Like, yeah, shut the building down. Are you gonna kick us out of the OR? How's that gonna happen?
Yeah. They're like, well, we can't do that to Dr. Mole. He needs his like secret facility.
I have to imagine that this mole hole was like in the middle of nowhere and they drove like quite a ways to get to it, I
Yeah, I
think.
think so. Yeah. The inspector talks about it like she comes here all the time. But yeah.
But like I think she means she goes every year.
I guess
Because
so.
isn't she like, oh, I'll see you next year at one point?
Yeah, maybe. But she's like, she goes, it's as spotless as ever.
Speckle says, see, look how clean
Oh.
it is. No blood sprayed on any of the walls. And the inspector's like, yes, I know, that's
That's
your
your policy.
policy. And they do like, in this moment, Speckle is pretending to be a nurse, holding a puppet and pretending
Yeah.
that the puppet is the mole. And for whatever reason, people believe this. Because I guess Speckle is very good at impressions.
So
And this is
good.
where Figgy kind of sees like that Speckle was actually the one who was pretending to be Tuca that time. He also thinks Speckle sent the text, which obviously we know was not the case,
Yes,
but
it was Birdie.
it's like seems very insidious to Figgy. They do head surgery on Figgy because he sneezes and he like comes up from under the sheet and it's just like a haircut. I don't know.
He's like, this is awesome, actually.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in the Birdie Museum, this is where Birdie realizes that Tuca thinks she's a hero, and Birdie's like, I have to be the Birdie that Tuca thinks I am.
Yes. I did like all the important figures in the Birdie Museum, where it's like there's a statue of Speckle that says Sprinkles, and then like Baker Bess is Winter, and then Bad Penguin.
There's the like d exhibit of like, here's what Tuca, like what Birdie does when she's not with Tuca. And Birdie's like, oh, I wonder what she thinks I do. And it's Birdie sitting on the toilet on her cell phone. Birdie's like,
Yeah, harsh.
tough but fair.
Yeah, exactly. And we mentioned at the ranch that they're gonna live on when they're old. Speckle will stay out back.
Yeah, with all the other men.
Yes.
I love that. And so Birdie like runs out and she runs into who she thinks is Tuca in like a manicure place or a spa of some kind. And then we find out this is actually Tuca's mom.
Yes.
And Tuca's mom gives Birdie a manicure and is like, you've got to go and you've got to cut the, like, what do they call it?
That you need to find the growth and cut it out before it ruptures.
Yes, exactly. The growth. She has to go cut out the growth. And she gives Birdie like something to cut the growth with. And then a little baby Tuca runs through, grabs the shears, and runs away. And Birdie is chasing the baby Tuca. And as she's chasing Tuca, Tuca's growing into a teenager and feeling more of the pain and getting older. I really liked this scene.
Yeah, this was very well done. At one point, Birdie says to Tuca's mom, like, oh, I get it. Like, we needed to go deep into Tuca's self-conscious and have her reach closure with you. And now she's going to get better. And she's like, no, this is just literally about you going and fixing the growth. And she's like, no, but this is so interesting. But yeah, I loved
Yeah.
how it's conveyed with Tuca looking just like little Tulip. And then she like runs through, turns into the teenager. And it's like, we're starting to get more of the like pain garden imagery that we got at the beginning of the season.
And
And
I
she's
think
going to take Birdie to it.
This is what I, because I had watched all of this, I think I was confused. I thought that some of this was going to happen in the Paint Garden episode, and I was confused when it didn't. And it's because I'm dumb.
I don't understand why Birdie answers her phone while she's in the middle of this. It's like, clearly this is like why you're doing this. Don't answer your phone right now.
She answers her phone, and it turns out that the corporate people loved. They loved her idea about milk and cookies, and Chef Wintergreen is like, or Winter Garcia is like, sometimes the best ideas are just right there.
Yeah, don't
You like
overthink
you
it.
don't have to try so hard.
Yeah, and Birdie answers the phone and is like, I'm literally inside my friend. My job doesn't matter. This is what's important. And she's like, cool. Yeah, I'm glad you found clarity. I was just calling to say you did a good job. And she's like, oh shit, sorry, my job's great.
But also, like, stop calling her on Sunday.
Yes,
Why are
agreed.
you having a board meeting on Sunday? Like, are we to believe that it's been a whole day and gone into Monday? I don't believe that. So,
No way. He said it would be like a 15-minute procedure.
well, it obviously took more than 15 minutes though, because everyone got lost. But so then she catches up with the mole. The mole had made his way to Tuca's ovary and it's coiled up in tissue. It's very tricky. And the mole says there's a 50-50 chance that it could impact Tuca's ability to have children. So he doesn't really know what to do because Tuca had mentioned that she wants to be able to have children. So, like, I guess he did listen to her. He
Yeah, and
just
that's
didn't think it
where,
was going to be that serious.
right, this scene is where I was like, oh no, like Birdie's gonna have to make a decision here where it's gonna be like, I chose to save your life and sacrifice your ability to have kids or something. And I could see that like leading to season four of like having to navigate that, but
Oh my God, you were so ready for this to be like My Girl or some shit. Like, come
I think it
on.
just would have been her like coming to terms with like I can't have the family in a way in the way that I thought that I would or something.
I could see that. And that still could have been part of the plan because it's a 50-50 chance. We don't know, right? And so then we get it's like Birdie talking to Tuca. Tuca's like, what if I can't have children, Birdie? And Birdie's like, what if you die? What if I can't have Tuca? Like, huh? And then the little Tuca inside cuts all of the tissue free of the ovary.
And then Walt's like, I can't watch amateurs work. Like, you're doing a terrible job.
Well, then you should have done it, Dr. Mole.
Yes,
And
agreed.
so,
Instead of teaching
yeah.
yourself to play the flute while you're in there.
Like, yeah, he was in there. So that's the other thing. That's the one, like, super weird thing about this episode is like the mole doctor's like, well, I've been in here too long. Time passes differently in here. Like, I can't go back outside. I have to stay inside. Okay, that's weird. Birdie puts all of the tissue into a gravel chip bag, which is still, like, they're still floating around inside her body, I guess. And she's starting to grow. She's starting because she's a hero. She's starting to
She
feel
did a
better
good
about herself.
job.
She has to get out fast because obviously Tuca's body cannot accommodate a full-size Birdie in her, ovary region.
Yes, she's heading for the exit.
And so she's growing as she's running out. And basically, Tuca births Birdie. Maybe that's enough to make Tuca not want children anymore.
Yeah, maybe. And they're like, she's crowning. Like, oh God, what's happening?
Where did...
Yeah, it's very weird. There's also like, as this is about to happen, is when Figgy's having the moment with Speckle where he's like, please just don't hurt me. You're my family. Like, you're clearly some kind of mastermind or shapeshifter.
It's also like the operating room is covered in blood because after Speckle does like the haircut, the inspection lady's like, oh, actually I have this mole that needs to be looked after. And he cuts off this woman's mole and the whole room
Blood
is
everywhere.
full of blood. Like, I hope she's okay. I can only hope she's okay.
Yes, agreed. Figgy's like, I promise not to spill any of your secrets, just don't hurt me.
And Speckle's like, wait, so you're saying we're bros and you've got my back?
Yes, whatever you say. But yeah, Tuca gave birth to Birdie.
Yes, and Speckle's holding ba like the baby Birdie, and Birdie's like, I saw so many things, and like they weren't real. And she looks at her hands, and she does have the red nail polish on, so it's like she did get a manicure from Tuca's mom. Tuca wants to hold the baby Birdie. Birdie is trying to tell Tuca about her epiphany that she had, that what really matters is their connection and their friendship, and like jobs are not as important, that kind of thing. But Tuca's just like, does the baby want milk? Like, is Miss Baby hungry? Well, she is also just coming out of anesthesia, so
Yes. But then she's like pushing her around in a stroller, and Brittany's like, I knew you wouldn't be cool about this. And she's like, yeah, of course not. I'm just going to keep negging you so that you don't get bigger.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna remind you every day for the rest of our lives that I gave birth to you. And then Birdie starts to grow, and then Tuca just like goes off, just making fun of her so that she gets small again to stay in the stroller. She also says pushing the stroller feels really good while she's recovering. Standing upright doesn't feel great. Kind of mean of Tuca.
Very mean.
A little bit bullying. And then that's the end of the show. And we get one last post-credit scene, and it's just a scene of like the part inside of Tuca of all the things that the reasons why she wants to live.
Yeah, the band playing in the Horseville or whatever.
Like a little dance party in Horseville or Horsetown or whatever. I was surprised we didn't see the mole in that scene.
True. Yeah, he should have been there. He
Like, is
lives
he
there
still in
now.
there? Did he climb out? What, like,
Yeah, I mean,
I
seems
don't
like he just
know.
lives there now. I googled earlier Dr. Mole to try to get his name, and there was a Reddit thread that was like, so does he just live inside Tuca now?
At some point, that's gonna cause further health issues,
I would
right?
think,
To
yeah.
just have a mole living in there. Like, where's he going to the bathroom? What's he
Agreed.
eating? Is he just gonna die in there? Like,
And you have a dead mole in there. That doesn't seem good.
that also seems like sepsis waiting to happen.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I wish we could have known what was gonna happen with Dr. Mole if the show continued. So, okay, here's what I think is gonna happen if there had been a season four. I think Birdie would have gone back to her like soulless office job at Condé Nast because it's still there for her. They don't realize that she's not working there.
Just
And
cashing those checks.
I think she would have gone and just gone back to like the soulless office job and baked for fun because she realized that she doesn't have to be passionate about her job, and what matters is like making enough money at work to enjoy your life and have fun with your friends. That's what I think would happen.
Interesting. I like that. Yeah. You think that would have been enough to like end her relationship with Winter, even though she was like, I care about my job.
I think it's just like she had so many little realizations
Yeah.
about how hard having your own business is and how hard being like the ideas guy was that I, and now she had the realization that like work isn't as important as she has previously thought, which I think is a realization a lot of people need to have. Like, yes,
Definitely.
you spend a lot of time at work, and so it's best if you don't hate what you do at work, but at the end of the day, it's just work.
Just a
It
job.
like what that's the thing where people say, oh, like you if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. But like more and more, it's like, no, if you love what you do, you'll never not be working.
Right.
And I don't think that's healthy or good.
Agreed.
My sister and I were talking about this today. My sister's whole thing is like nothing means anything. And she was like, the sooner everyone realizes that nothing matters, the happier we'll all be. And she's like, yeah, I think I'm leaning towards stoicism. And I was like, you're there. You've been there. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
You've already arrived, baby.
I don't think she's necessarily wrong either.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you think would happen if there was a season four?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I assumed that Birdie would stay working with Winter and try to climb that very small corporate ladder of seemingly
Okay.
three employees. I think we would have been dealing with like Tuca, whether she could or would have children. I think we would have started with engaging with that because like she's been talking about it since the beginning of like, I want to have 12 babies or whatever. And so I think we would have
Yeah.
probably headed in that direction.
Like reckoning with does she even want that or can she even have
Yeah.
that kind of vibes. Yeah, I could see
Yeah.
that. What do you think? I feel like Speckle would have had to get another job.
Yes, definitely. And I think there would have been a lot to mine with the Figgy relationship.
Yes, because Figgy would have had his sober month, and then where would they have gone from there? Because I very firmly do not believe that Figgy and Tuca are meant to be together.
Yeah, and like in the last episode when he was like, she was like, maybe you could just be sober, and he's like looking at her and she's glowing or whatever. I think like they would have had a couple episodes where he's like trying to stay sober, and then I think we would have had to do like a relapse
I
kind of
think we would
episode.
have found out that he was still like getting drunk behind her back kind of vibes. Unfortunately,
I agree.
I low key hate what they did with Figgy, making him be an alcoholic and make that be
Yeah.
such a barrier. 'Cause it was like they seemed like such a cute relationship and he was so sweet for her. But I guess like shows aren't about just like giving you a happy situation.
Yeah, I
That would be kind
guess.
of a boring TV show, I guess.
But yeah, you're right. I think like what they did with all the like root rot and stuff, I think was really interesting, but like I don't
It was
know.
just so
It's
sad.
very sad. Yeah.
Like, cause we start the show and Tuca's already sober, right? So we never really explore that from her perspective. And so by doing it this way, we still never really get her perspective, you know?
True. Yeah, I wonder if we would have gotten more of that. Like Tuca background stuff.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I mean, maybe one day we'll know. I feel like the show got canceled after season one and then was like saved
Yeah.
like a couple years later. So, like, you never really know. It could come back in some other form. And I
You
would
never
love
know.
that.
Yeah. But yeah, series wrap on Tuca and Birdie.
Serious wrap on Tuca and Birdie. We did it.
We did it. What a dream.
I wish more people would watch it. I just think it's such a beautiful show about female friendship. And
Yes.
I think it's unfortunate that people think so little of it because they're like, oh, it's not like deep like BoJack Horseman. It's like, no, it is. You just aren't willing to see it because it's women's issues.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I'm very, very glad that you suggested that we watch this because I don't think I would have. I think I was just like, meh, I don't know. I need another show. But yeah, no, it was wonderful. Really glad we watched it.
Yes. Me too. And so that is a wrap
Yeah.
on BoJack HorsePod presents Tuca and Bird Pod.
We did
Maybe. Hopefully not, but maybe.
it.
Due to my
True.
poor email management. Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. Should we just start BoJack HorsePod over again? Do we watch season one, episode one of BoJack just again?
BoJack Horseman, the BoJack Horseman story, chapter one, whatever.
Yeah, it's BoJack HorsePod 2 Electric Boogaloo,
Woo. Write in if you want us
know?
to do that.
Literally, I feel like people would want.
People
I
are clamoring
actually
for it.
do. I do actually think people would want that.
That would be the third time we've talked about that first episode.
And what about it? To talk about
What
it from a
about
spoiler lens, I do think would be interesting.
agree.
But yes, that is it. You can still tweet us. You can still email us at BoJackHorsePod at BoJackHorsePod@gmail.com. You can find Lindsay on the podcast of tomorrow and possibly on The Simpsons Then and Now. You
Spotify
can find
exclusive.
me. You can find me on Mess Magnets every week, as well as various shows on Rob Has a Podcast, including the Hot Dummies on Islands feed, which is kind of where all my shows live. And you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/KirstenSaidWhat. And thank you for listening.
Thank you. This has been such a dream.
We'll be back at some point.
Yeah,
Bye.
bye.